This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said the Taliban appear to have strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but the Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population. The militants now control about half of Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory, with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged the European Union Thursday to look seriously at UK proposals to overhaul their post-Brexit trade deal for Northern Ireland, but met immediate resistance in Brussels. Johnson told European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in a phone call the so-called Northern Ireland Protocol was unsustainable and required significant changes. In a 28-page paper published Wednesday, Johnson's government demanded the EU renegotiate the protocol for Northern Ireland after rioting and business disruption has plagued the province. But in a tweet released around the same time, von der Leyen said she had made clear the bloc's opposition to reworking the pact, which came into effect earlier this year. Hundreds of workers fled businesses in northern Haiti Wednesday after demonstrations near the hometown of the assassinated president grew more violent ahead of his funeral Friday. These were the first violent demonstrations since